for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Well, we've all heard about oysters being the go-to aphrodisiac, but there are plant-based foods that can stimulate your libido as well. Our next guest is a speaker, chef, and author of 3 cookbooks. She's appeared on the Food Network and joins us today to share her favorite all-natural plant-based foods to create a stimulating Valentine's dinner tonight. Please welcome to the show Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Colleen, happy Valentine's Day.
Hi. Happy Valentine's Day.
Great. You know, so many men and women, especially the baby boomers, seem to be having a hard time booming. Could their libido really increase by eating certain foods?
Well, you know, in the work I do, I really want people to understand this from a common sense perspective. You know, I don't think people have to become nutritionists and dietitians and doctors to really understand what's going on here. So to answer your question, yes, it's very simple. When it comes to libido, when it comes to, you know, making sure that everything is working correctly, it has to do with blood flow. Everything has to do with blood flow. If we don't have blood going to our heart, we could have a heart attack. If we don't have blood getting to our brains, we could have a stroke. And if we don't have blood flowing, say, to the nether regions where we want blood to be flowing so everything is functioning properly, the performance is canceled, right? So we need to make sure blood is flowing in all of our arteries without hindrance. And the easiest way to do that is to eat foods that increase that blood flow, and that is pretty much plant foods. And we want to not eat foods that hinder the blood flow, and that's animal products. It's meat, dairy, and eggs, because quite literally they constrict blood vessels and thus they hinder blood flow. So it's really very simple, and people can, you know, can think about it in big picture like that and make the best choices for themselves without, you know, without getting into this nitty-gritty, are there specific foods, is there a magic pill, is there a magic formula? Well, no, it's plant foods.
It's a plant food. I'll never forget one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes was George Costanza was having a hard time in the bed and ate mangoes, and he goes, "It moved, baby!" Any truth to the mangoes? I mean, that mango started selling out like crazy after that Seinfeld episode.
Funny. That's really funny. Well, actually, I mean, one of the things I talk about is, so big picture plant foods, but if you want to talk about aphrodisiac foods, again, without, you know, getting into, is there science behind it and giving your loved one what you think is an aphrodisiac food? Did it work? I don't know. Did it work? Let's try. I don't know. You know, just how about getting even more interesting than what science has to say, which is the sensual aspect of food. So mango, you know, that would be a really great example of a sensual food, because if you think about its succulents, its juiciness, right? I mean, you can use your imagination. And so it's a really playful food, and it's a plant food, so it has that in its favor. But it's also really juicy. And those are the kinds of things I really encourage people to think about when they're choosing quote-unquote aphrodisiac foods. Use your senses, what things taste like, what things feel like, what things look like, what things smell like, what things sound like, to choose the foods that are the most libido-enhancing.
So a lot of it is visual and also texture then. That's a combination, not necessarily the great ingredients. A lot of that has to play is texture and vision.
I think so. I mean, I think that's what, you know, what food is. It's a very sensual experience when we're eating, when we're cooking, when we're working with food. So if you think about, you know, like asparagus has been considered an aphrodisiac food for centuries, not because of any internal effects it has on our bodies, but because of the way it looks, because of its shape. Same thing with, you know, oysters. I mean, obviously I'm a proponent of plant foods only, but, you know, oysters, one of the reasons that kind of came to be an aphrodisiac food is because of the way it looked, because it looked like, you know, the female anatomy. And so that's been going on for centuries. So using our senses to make those choices, I think that's so much more interesting, and I think it's a lot more instinctive for people to use their senses instead of what does science have to say.
Right, and it's common sense and instincts as well. What about overeating? Even if it's a plant-based diet, can filling the stomach up to capacity kind of backfire and maybe cause a loss of sex drive?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. And I think that goes for alcohol, too. So, you know, everything, when, especially when you want a night of romance, I don't think you want to feel full and sick and bloated when, you know, when dinner is over. So I do think, you know, having delicious, wonderful, beautiful, colorful foods, but in maybe smaller quantities, especially to keep things going. And I'm also, you know, there are foods that might produce that kind of bloating effect or gas effect. And so maybe you don't want to have a meal or several courses, beans or lentils, because that could also backfire, so to speak.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
backfire. For our listeners, you know, there was a few people that maybe they haven't decided what they're going to be eating tonight. What would be what's your favorite romantic meal? What would you recommend if they have their paper and they're clueless? What would you tell them tonight would be the best?
So thinking of those visuals, first of all, the color red has always been associated with passion. So I think it could be really fun and, again, really easy for people to say, well, let me make a meal based on red foods. And so, you know, beets. I have a wonderful recipe for borscht. You know, borscht is gorgeous. Making a borscht, which is basically a beet soup, is absolutely stunning. Red peppers, saffron is a gorgeous thing to add to a soup or to add to, you know, to any salad.
Right.
Could be apples, could be strawberries, could be cranberries. I mean, anything that's red. There is, you know, if you want science to be involved, I mean, there is evidence that hot, spicy foods like cayenne pepper or chili peppers or chili powder, you know, obviously it increases the blood vessels, so it increases the blood flow even more so than just being a regular plant food. And it also creates that heat in our bodies. So hot foods, spicy foods, again, not going so overboard that you're going to be in pain, but spicier foods can also, you know, contribute to a romantic meal. And again, things that are creamy, things, you know, feed each other. There's something so, you know, again, sensual about just feeding each other. Get into the kitchen and cook together. You know, maybe you don't want to make an entire chocolate cake because it might feel too much for, you know, a night of romance. But get in the bake together, stir that batter together, feed each other that batter. And when you're making a vegan chocolate cake, you don't have to worry about salmonella. So you could actually eat the batter and you don't have to worry about any foodborne illnesses. So that's a good thing too.
See, that makes sense. And also you let your body talk to you. I mean, I'll eat a nice salad and you just feel really good. And then you'll eat something that's more fattening and maybe have some animal products in there that just don't digest as well. And your body just speaks to you, you know. I can't imagine somebody eating a big pizza with everything on it feel like making love in an hour.
Exactly. No, I think that's really true. I think that's really true. So people can use their own instincts. And, you know, that's what's really exciting is that's what's so empowering about making these changes. You feel it on an anecdotal level, like you just said. When we eat like a fat-laden, heavy animal product meal, we feel it. We don't feel light afterwards. We don't feel, you know, healthy afterwards. But when you eat a meal that's based on healthful plant foods, you really do feel the difference. So imagine what's going on in your body. So that blood is flowing beautifully with the plant foods after one meal. Imagine two meals. Imagine a week. Imagine a month. That's why people see changes very quickly when they get these animal products out of their diet. So we know that on an anecdotal level, and we can test it when we take blood before and after a meal, and I think that's really empowering for people.
You know, that is true, and also it has to do with, you know, like we mentioned before in a previous segment, the cortisol levels. There's no fruits and vegetables that create that. There is some science that shows there's certain animal foods that do. So, you know, it makes sense, and also the blood sugar and blood pressure, it's a plant-based is the key to focus more on that. And again, for me, it's not all or nothing. I'm not a proponent on just vegan or vegetarian, but I think that, in my opinion, 80% plant-based diet is the way to go, and then you can overlap with some animal products.
And again, thank you. You know what, and Dr. Friedman, that is absolutely my mantra as well. And Colleen, you're such a great guest, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure the listeners took some great notes, and to watch Colleen's video on today's topic and to learn more about her 30-day vegan challenge, go to www.the30dayveganchallenge.com. Remember to register for our whole body transformation to win some great products from our guests and sponsors. Tara Adams is this week's winner of the book Making Happy Happen by Dr. Cami Balick. Rosa Sanchez gets a copy of Dr. Sinatra's latest book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. And Michelle Parks won Cinderosa chili packets and a koozie from Sin Chili and Company. That's fun to say. You can register at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.